The trial of Nora Salmon, the wife of the Pulse nightclub murderer, is underway in Orlando, Florida. She's charged with lying to the FBI and aiding and abetting her husband, who killed 49 people and wounded 53 others in June 2016 before dying in a shootout with police. Nora Salmon faces life in prison if she's convicted. WMFE reporter Amy Green is in Orlando. And Amy, two very different portraits are emerging of Nora Salmon. There's no recording of the FBI questioning when they first picked her up. But what proof is the prosecution offering that she knew?
Right. Well, as you said, at the heart of this trial is this FBI statement that Nora Salmon gave to FBI agents in the hours after this 2016 mass shooting. And during the course of that statement, she said many things. But among the things she said is that she was sorry about what happened and that she wished she could go back and tell his family and the police about what he was planning to do. So this FBI statement is really the crux of prosecutor's case. And so obviously defense is doing everything they can to tear the statement apart.
Well, the prosecution is also saying that she scouted the locations with her husband, but the defense points to the fact that the night of the shooting, and this is chilling, he used Google to find the club. And they say, so how could she know? What else were they saying in her defense?
So the defense is saying a few things. They in their opening arguments, painted Nora Salmon. They used the word simple to describe her. They said that she has an IQ in the 80s and is not really someone who was capable of understanding this kind of planning. You mentioned a defense motion that insinuated that the Pulse mass shooting was kind of a spur of the moment, last minute thing that actually, Omar Mateen, the gunman, before arriving at Pulse, had scouted Disney Springs, had scouted another nightclub in Orlando, and that forensic evidence, cell phone evidence, that kind of thing supports that.
She's also saying that she's a victim of domestic violence. How does that affect the case?
That will be an interesting aspect of the case. Nora Salmon, she's a victim of domestic violence, and so it's possible that the defense will suggest that her abuse somehow caused her to feel coerced into helping with the plans, although now this defense motion is insinuating this was a last minute thing. So it's likely that domestic violence will be an issue in the trial.
Look, Amy, just a minute left here, but Pulse survivors have been in the courtroom. It's been brutal. I mean, video from security cameras and police cameras at the horror are being shown. How are people reacting to this? I mean, this has got to be tough.
It's very emotional. This trial comes nearly 2 years after this mass shooting. For survivors and family members who are there in the courtroom, it gives them a first opportunity to see Nora Salmon, to see the wife of the Pulse gunman in person. Mm. And I know from having talked to some of them that that itself was a difficult thing. Mm. I'm also hearing different reactions from different family members and survivors. I've heard some say the trial is very important in helping them ascertain some answers as to why. Others will not be watching closely.
Amy Green of WMFE, thank you.